Not so long ago, I was afraid to even speak, for fear of destroying what I knew wasn't even there. But now I can smile. Asking nothing of each other, we give much more than required. No pressure, no tension, no tears. Nothing but that beautiful, peaceful feeling. Afraid to speak or smile. And I dare to think, and even believe, that tomorrow I will laugh.
Shazam sings Provo Amor behind us now. Carrie sang not so long ago. Solomon Grundy performed the spirit of radio. Grasshopper with his golden crickets sang about the silver balloons. Twink! Is that Twink? Twink's still kicking. Drummer for Pretty Things and Pink Fairies and Within the Deviants for a minute. He's still kicking. He's got a comp of greatest hits on Sundays. It's called You Reach for the Stars. We heard Brand New Morning. Sunny and the Sunsets open. That set was Stranded. I will. I hope you will too. This is Freeform Radio, WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Worldwide online at WFMU.org. I look so forward to seeing you next week, and I ask you now, stay tuned. It's time for Dinner at Andy's with Andy and Ken. WFMU. Bye! Provo amore per le mosche.
Take your ease. The star is Andy, making America smile. And Ken is handy for remembering the number that you dialed. You can call in and tell Andy your sins. Go ahead now, it's never too late. It's always in style to just pick up and dial 201-209-9368. If you've got troubles these days, you probably do. Call on the double. You won't believe it, you might just get through to where dinner at Andy's waits for you. Go ahead now, it's never too late. It's always in style to just pick up and dial 201-209-9368. If you've got troubles these days, you probably do. Call on the double. You won't believe it, you might just get through to where dinner at Andy's waits for you. Andy's waits for you.
Thank you to John Dogg for writing and recording the Dinner at Andy's love theme.
Right, you know there. Why? You know why that song is unique? Another reason?
Why?
Can you think of any other song that let me phrase it like this. There are a lot of songs with phone numbers in them.
Yeah.
Right? 6345789, Transylvania 6-5000. Okay. A lot of, but this song, Dinner at Andy's, has a real phone number, a working phone number that you can dial. Can you think of any other song that has a real phone number?
I can't. It hurts to even try.
My job here is done. I'm going home.
Well, this is a perfect opening for the show because
it is?
Yeah, because tonight we're looking for a couple of singer-songwriters who are out there. We're looking for singer-songwriters who can write and perform a song before 7 o'clock tonight.
Oh, yes, right. So it's a song to order because we are, I've always felt bad for unsung heroes. These are heroes that have done great things with their life,
right,
that have contributed great things to society,
yeah,
but they're unsung. There are no songs about them.
Yeah, and you and I both have songs about us.
That's, I do. I have this great theme song.
That's how low the bar is.
Do you have a song about you?
A few.
Well, you're not a hero. You wouldn't be eligible anyway.
No, they're not heroic songs, believe me.
But we're looking for people who can write songs. We would nominate or suggest unsung heroes, people that have contributed to the world but have not had any songs about them.
And we're looking for people who can write the song in, you know, give or take 20 minutes or so, and then call in at the end of the show and
perform the song.
It.
So our
preferably with guitar or piano or organ accompaniment, right?
Yeah. Our unsung heroes will be unsung
no longer.
That's right. No more. Unsung no more. That's a good name for our little show.
I believe that is the name of the show.
Can you suggest an unsung hero? I know what you're going to say, Martin Luther King.
No, he's
been sung to death.
Yeah, he's been sung to death.
Robert Kennedy, well, he's also been sung.
Yeah.
Because you got the Abraham, Martin, and John deal going. Right? And then Bobby is mentioned in the after the third verse.
Ah. Yeah, he's got
Has anyone here seen my old friend Bobby? They added that verse.
Was that Dion? Abraham, Martin, and John?
I think it was added at the last minute. Yeah. So we're looking for people to suggest unsung heroes, but we really need, the priority is singer-songwriters that can write a song to order. Hey, maybe the guy that wrote our theme song.
John Dogg.
John Dogg, if he's listening.
If John Dogg's out there, or...
he's very talented.
Wilson, or Hyman and Metal Funkel. I mean, there have just been so many talented musicians who listen to the show. Grant from Burbank?
Oh, my gosh.
Your protege?
Oh, I'd love to hear his voice anyway. 201-209-9368. Okay, let's go to the phones. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, nobody's calling.
You love the show.
Yeah.
No, come on. Stop screwing around.
Maybe
again.
We should
put
make
them
it
on.
Clear
put
that,
them on the air.
Maybe we should make it clear that we don't expect much.
Yeah, our standards are very low. That's right. Our trademark.
Yeah.
That's our secret.
So when we say you have to write a song and perform it before 7 o'clock, well, the definition of song.
Right.
Is
it doesn't have to be good. It doesn't have to be long.
Doesn't have to have a chorus.
Does it have to rhyme?
Does it have to have a melody? You're very pro-melody, I know.
Melodies are a big plus. Extra points for melody.
Steady rhythm?
201-209-9368. Well, we don't want to make the rest of FMU look bad. It can't be that good.
So 4-4 is okay?
4-4 is the greatest. We live in 4-4 here at FMU, don't we?
We do.
Don't we?
Yeah. Oh, it's a 4-4 world.
That Wake and Bake show. It's 4-4, top to bottom, start to finish.
I think we'd accept 3-4.
What's the song in 3-4?
It's a waltz.
Yeah, like I Me Mine by George Harrison.
Yes, there you go.
That's 3-4.
Yep.
Okay, 201-209-9368. All my musical references are Beatles. I don't know. I can name all the Beatles.
No, you can't.
And I can go beyond that. I can name all the Beatles and one Kink. John Paul, George, Ringo, Ray.
That's pretty good.
I'm a fan. I'm kind of obsessed.
Can you name all 12 Fifth Beatles? Go ahead.
I can name a few of them. Who would you put at the top of that list? George Martin.
Pete Best.
Oh, shut up.
Pete Best, Stuart Sutcliffe.
Oh, shut up.
George Martin, Murray the K, Scott Muni.
Here's my impression of Pete Best. Ah! Ah! Damn it! Damn it to hell!
That's uncanny.
Yeah, that's him. That's him every 20 seconds.
Okay.
I could have been a Beatle. Hey, did you know about the Beatle that filled in for Ringo in Australia and New Zealand?
Yeah, Jimmy something.
Yeah, I know all about him.
Oh, what was his deal?
Well, Ringo was hospitalized.
Yeah,
and they needed a guy, and you know what's the most, you know what's the, it's 64, 65, I mean, it's the peak of Beatlemania.
Right.
And the first two or three guys they asked said no. They asked a few of their drummer friends from Liverpool, and the guys had other commitments.
Huh.
So there was this guy, Jimmy something. He was a Beatle for 10 days, and interesting story, it ruined his life.
Really?
Yeah, you don't recover from that.
Why did it ruin his life?
That's a great story. He came home, he was drifting around from band to band, and he had a taste of it.
He had a taste of superstardom.
He's a Beatle for 10 days. Where do you go after that? Where do you go?
The Kinks. The Rolling Stones.
There's nowhere to go.
You just make yourself available as a fill-in.
I would dine out on that forever.
Okay, we might have some musicians on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
What's up?
Hey.
Hey, are you a singer-songwriter?
I am. I'm not a professional, but I've been singing and writing songs my whole life.
We wouldn't know what to do with a professional. Okay, and hold on. What is your... Ken, give me some paper in case I want to write something, this guy's name down. Okay, hold on. N-A-M-E. Name. Okay, what is your name?
Phil.
Phil, P-H-I-L.
Okay. Yeah, very good.
Great. And Phil, what kind of music do you think have you been writing?
I've been in a rock band. I've written I've written commercial jingles, TV commercial jingles.
Oh, this is okay.
Oh, man, you're the real deal.
This is the real deal. Yeah. Okay, Phil, stay on the phone because we've got to have somebody nominate an unsung hero.
Hang on, Phil.
It has to be someone. Okay. The only qualification is someone that has never had a song written about them.
All right, hang on, Phil.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, you're on the air. Do you have an unsung hero?
Or are you a songwriter? Are we talking to this
Hi,
guy, Ken?
Caller number two.
Hi.
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 Who's this?
Hi. It's Pam.
Hi, hey, Pam.
I'm not a singer-songwriter. I'm sorry. I'm calling about unsung heroes.
Yeah. Perfect.
Do you have someone to nominate, a Pam?
I do. Is this supposed to be real?
Yes, of course, because
Not necessarily. This is 7 Second Delay.
No. But Phil would love to write a real song about a real hero.
Okay. Well, I don't know how anyway. My unsung hero is Jose Andres, who started World Central Kitchen.
Jose Andres?
Yeah.
Is this sort of a local charity in there?
Actually, Ron Howard just did a documentary on World Central Kitchen.
Oh, you're like a little angel. You're so cute. You're the cutest guy going. World Central Kitchen. And what?
He feeds hungry people.
Nice.
Oh, it drives me crazy, hungry people. You know what drives me crazy? I walk down the street, people asking me for money. I swear, this happens all the time. 100 feet away, like on the corner, there's an ATM machine.
Yeah.
I swear to God, they're the laziest people in the world. Well, they can't walk 100 feet?
They probably don't have a bank account.
Oh, they don't have a bank account.
Yeah.
Oh,
Andy,
I see.
You can
oh,
give them your card.
That's why they're begging.
Oh, so they're in real trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this guy, Jose Andres, and he's doing God's work.
Okay, so Phil's on the line with us, Pam, and Phil's going to write a song about Jose Andres.
Phil, you might have to hit Wikipedia. You might have to do a little quick research.
I was 1 second ahead of you, pal.
You're the greatest.
Probably a few more than one.
Between
I'm looking at his face.
Oh, you're looking at his face.
I'm aware of who he is.
Oh,
birthday. Yeah. What? This guy's younger than me? He looks old. Okay, yeah. His birthday's 3 days before mine, which is kind of interesting.
You're kind of like brothers.
That could go into the song.
Yeah. I would say that's a second verse kind of thing.
I wouldn't lead off with that.
No, Phil. This is you're the cook. You're driving this bus. Whatever you want to present to us. So we're going to hear about Jose Andres in a half hour from Phil.
Let's say 6:45. Okay, Phil.
This is really pressure.
You'll do great,
Phil. I'm going to talk to you off the air. I need you to give me your phone number, okay? Hang on a second.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And by the way, I do not have a piano with me. I'm in my own rented office, but I'm a pretty good singer. I'm sure I can
good
do
enough.
Some acapella.
It's good enough for us.
You'll be famous because you could always send it to him and then he'll put it on Instagram.
That's right. Oh, that's right. He might hear about this and discover it himself.
Yeah.
If only people were listening to this show. That's the only problem with that plan.
By the way, since you're talking about it, I once wrote a jingle for a radio contest within about a half hour for Jamba Juice. And
nice.
I won a year's supply of Jamba Juice.
That's the greatest credential. That's all you have to tell us.
And you can go online and listen to it if you like.
Well, maybe. I'm a little busy right now, but maybe I will. Thanks
for
that.
Go listen.
Yeah. Pam will listen.
I think we need a real unsung hero, though. I think mine's a little bit too sung. But
No.
Nope.
Pam, it's perfect.
Pam, great job, Pam.
As always, great job.
All right, Pam, I'm going to say goodbye, and then I'm going to pick up. Okay, bye-bye. And Phil, hang on a second.
Okay, you're going to get his phone number?
Hi, Phil. Give me your phone number.
Write it down, Ken, because it's 10 digits. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, write down. Write those digits like the wind.
Okay, got it.
Okay. So now
thanks,
we'll be
Phil.
Okay, Phil. Phil's off and writing the Jose Andres. Have you heard of Jose Andres, Ken?
No, I haven't. Good luck, Phil.
Thank you.
We'll call you back at 6:45. All right, so we have unsung hero song number one in the works.
I guess this is a giving person, an open-hearted, charitable person. That's why you and I have... really never heard of them.
Well, I've heard of World Central Kitchen.
I've heard of hunger.
Yeah.
I've heard of that state.
Mm-hmm.
Hunger.
Have you ever experienced it?
Oh, sure. Oh, my God. The Burger King on Main Street, sometimes it closes. early. Yeah. What am I going to do?
Go to the diner next door?
Yeah, I'm a little peckish. Yeah, I hit the diner.
Okay, we have another person calling.
You don't have to tell me about hunger. Sometimes they're short-staffed at the diner. You have to wait a few minutes to get your burger deluxe.
Oh, I know. I was with you one time when that happened.
Believe me, I've experienced hunger. Believe me, Ken. I've been there. The ATM's not working. Got to go another couple blocks.
You could just beg instead of trying to find another ATM.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to
beg? That's another way.
Well, you used to perform on the street for change.
That's a form of begging. That's begging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have I ever have to beg? Hey, listen, stick around till next March, Ken, here at FMU. And then promise me you'll ask me that question again. Okay. Have I ever had to beg?
All right.
Okay? Yeah.
What I meant was like,
yeah, we know what you meant. 201-209-9368. I wonder if Ken's ever had to beg.
I mean, beg for cash money.
Yeah. I wonder if you've ever had to beg
on
for
the
cash
street.
Money. Yeah. No.
With nothing to offer.
No, you're
return.
So much classier, Ken. You don't do it on the street. You do it four stories up.
Yeah.
In a little radio studio.
Behind a microphone.
So much classier than your average homeless bum.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're offering T-shirts.
No, we don't call it begging.
Yeah.
We call it pitching.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if I was a bum, that's what I'd be saying. Hey, can I pitch you?
Let me give you my pitch. All right, we have a caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. You love the show.
I love the show.
And your name, of course, is...
Yeah, longtime listener.
Just remind me, your name is...
This is Pete.
Of course. Hey, Pete, are you a singer-songwriter?
I am.
Fantastic. And do you do it for a living, or is it just an avocation?
It is part of my living, yes. Part of it, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, we're up for the challenge. We just need someone to suggest an unsung hero for Pete. We have Phil. Phil is off.
So, Pete, will you be able to sing us a song at about 10 to 7 tonight? That's about half an hour from now?
Yeah, you got it. Okay.
All we need is someone to suggest a name, an unsung hero, anyone except Jose Andres. I don't know if there's anyone else in the world
that's
heroic and has not had a song.
The Thai soccer coach.
Well, maybe, but let's see what our listeners suggest, Kenny.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, do you have an unsung hero for Pete?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Renee. How are you?
Hi, Renee.
Hi, Renee. Are you a singer-songwriter?
Yeah, I am actually, but that's not why I'm calling.
Okay.
I just wanted to give you guys an update. The guy you're talking about who filled in for Ringo, his name was Jimmy Nichols.
That's
right,
it.
Jimmy Nichols.
And also, I've been...
No, wait. That's our unsung hero. Okay, Jimmy Nichols.
Jimmy Nichols.
Okay, Pete?
Yeah.
Pete, I don't know if you heard the top of the show, but we mentioned a guy who filled in for Ringo.
Right.
His name is Jimmy
Nichols. In Australia or something?
I think we're doing an Australia-New Zealand leg of a tour for 10 days.
Right.
So his name is Jimmy Nichols. And you can do a little quick research, and we will hear from you in a half hour.
Okay.
Okay. And, Pete, the main thing to keep in mind for the song is that he was launched into superstardom by filling in for Ringo during the height of Beatlemania. And then it was over, and he was crushed.
Yeah, he actually is. They can't find him. The truth is, because I was thinking about trying to get a documentary about him going, but they can't find him. They think he's in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
And even
it's
his
Nichol,
own
N-I-C-O-L.
I think it might be N-I-C-H-O-L-S.
Yeah.
And even his son... has lost track of him.
Wow.
So this guy
Paul
is...
Oh, wow. ...joked about him on the Get Back movie.
Oh, that's right. You're exactly right. In the second installment of the Get Back movie, when they were planning one of their crazy... You know, there was a series of suggestions of where they were going to do a tour. Paul McCartney made a joke about Jimmy Nichols. Maybe Jimmy Nichols is available.
Yeah, Jimmy Nichols is available. His ring goes out, though, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You're exactly right. It was mentioned in that. Fantastic reference. Okay, and that's it's going to be a great song. Pete, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you in a half hour.
Hang on. Wait, Pete, I need to get your phone number.
Okay,
Renee, thank you for the suggestion of Jimmy Nichols.
You're welcome.
Going to hang up. Okay, and I'm just going to talking to Pete off the air. Pete, give me your phone number off the air here.
If you're just tuning in, Ken is getting Pete's phone number off the air. He's getting all the digits and he's writing them down. On a piece of scrap paper.
Okay, got it.
And now he has it. Now he's thanking Pete, And now he's hanging up.
All right. Okay. Good job, Andy.
Yeah, well, I was giving people play-by-play.
All right, now we need to set up the third song for the unsung hero.
Will this be the final one, or do you think do you think we can handle more than three?
So Phil is going to sing a song about Jose Andres at 6:45. Pete is going to sing a song about Jimmy Nichols at 6:50.
They will be unsung heroes no longer.
And then we need another singer-songwriter now for song number three.
And for our listeners who have been keeping lists of unsung heroes in the world, you will soon have to cross out Jose Andres and Jimmy Nichols. You will soon have to cross those names off your list.
Boy, man, I hope people are keeping those lists in alphabetical order.
Okay. Good point, Ken. Yeah. Good point. Because otherwise it's... there's no rhyme or reason to it. Yeah, you'd just be turning it. Probably it's 80, 90 pages long.
Right. All right, so we need another singer-songwriter
now. You could search, if they're online on your computer, you could search for the name Jimmy or Nichols or Jose. That might make it a little easier.
Yeah, my list of unsung heroes.
But you're right, Ken. I'm sorry to interrupt. Your alphabetical idea is even better.
Yeah, my list is on paper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just handwritten.
It's
I've seen your
notebook,
list.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's napkins, scrap paper.
Yep.
Every time you think of an unsung hero, I saw you write down Abraham Lincoln, then cross it out because you had heard a couple songs from
the Civil
War. Yeah,
but then I had to write it down again because I thought of another guy named Abraham Lincoln.
That no one ever wrote a song about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody writes about the same Abraham Lincoln over and over again.
The president.
Yeah, that one. There you go.
No one writes about the Undertaker.
Come on, singer-songwriter, give us a call, 201-209-9368. Otherwise, we got nothing to do for 25 minutes.
A fate worse than death. Believe me, people, you don't want us to have nothing to
do. No,
201-209-9368. We're looking for one more singer-songwriter. Come on. It doesn't have to be a good song. It doesn't have to be a long song.
Doesn't have to have a chorus.
Doesn't have to be a song.
Doesn't necessarily have to be in 4/4.
Doesn't have to be anything.
Could be 3/4.
Does it have to be in English?
5/4.
Doesn't even have to be in English.
No, it does not have to be in English. Absolutely not.
It just has to be, and this is the only real criteria that we will insist on, audible. It has to be noise that comes across over the phone.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for calling. You love the show.
Singer-songwriter here, Jack Dallas.
Hey, Jack. We're so glad you called.
Oh, my God, Jack Dallas. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, we were saying before the show, I wonder if Jack will be checking in.
I haven't been there since January 10th, 2010, so it's been a long time.
But still, Jack, you're the fish we wanted to catch here.
All right, Andy and Ken, my babes.
Okay,
so Jack, we want you to
in a half hour
call,
write a song.
Yeah, call half an hour from now at 6:55. I'll get your phone number off the air at the end.
But Jack, we're going to give you the name of someone who is an unsung hero, someone who has contributed to the world but never has had a song written about them.
It better be worthy, guys.
We're going to do what we can. We're going to take the next call. And, Jack, if you're not 100% happy, we'll move on and take another call.
Oh, you got to tell me what the subject is, boys.
Well, we're going to tell you in a minute. We're taking another call right now.
Hang on, Jack.
Oh, okay.
We're taking a caller now. Hi, caller.
Hey, Ken. It's John Dogg.
Hey, John. It's John Dogg. Oh, John Dogg's a musician.
Okay, well, John is the great. Wait, so now we have two musicians. Hold on. Okay, John.
But don't we want John Dogg to suggest an unsung hero?
No. We want John to be writing. We have four songs coming now.
Four songs
okay,
now?
Okay, let's go. But we need unsung heroes.
Okay.
Ken, you know what you can do? You can go on Wikipedia and hit random. Did you ever do that?
I have done that, yes.
Yeah, and then we'll just keep going until we find the name of someone.
Unless people call and give us the name.
Call, yeah.
201-209-9368. I'll go to Wikipedia.
My wife's brother, Morris, is getting married. Does that make him an unsung hero?
Marriage to Morris.
He's a hero to me.
He's a hero to me. Marriage to Morris.
Marriage to Morris, yeah. But we could do even better. We're looking for a real hero. Hold on. We're going to find John and Jack. Give us 1 second. Guys, we're so glad you're here. Ken is searching. Airbag assembly. Okay, no. Ken is randomly just finding... Okay, we're looking for names. Oh, there you go.
Olivier Sechin.
Can we do better than that?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
You want Sechin?
No. We're going to go St. Paul. No, here we go. Hind legs, King William.
King William?
No, keep going.
Emmett Block.
Who is Emmett Block?
Oh, he was an American singer-songwriter.
Well, he's probably written about himself.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah. Zachary Carabell.
Who is Zachary Carabell?
Oh, he's the founder of the Progress Network at New America.
Perfect. Perfect.
Zachary Carabell?
Okay, I'm going to spell it. You want to try to do better?
Let's do better than this. Jeez.
Wait, we're taking calls. Let's take a real quick call.
Okay. Hi, do you have an unsung hero? You're on the air.
I like to think that I do, but it's another fill-in drummer. Is that okay?
Sure.
Yeah.
Scott Halpin.
Scott Halpin?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he a hero
and
of yours?
Who is he a fill-in drummer for?
He was a fill-in drummer for The Who in 1973, right in the middle of the set.
Oh, he's the guy who got up out of the audience. Oh, yeah. Keith Moon,
out of the audience.
Keith Moon passed out on horse tranquilizers. Yeah, this is a great one.
Okay, so Jack or John, do either of you want this? This is a guy in the audience at a Who concert. His name is Scott Halpern, who filled in for the Who drummer Keith Moon mid-concert.
Scott Halpern filled in for Keith Moon.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, Keith Moon passed out.
Right.
So Pete Townsend.
Jack
or
John, do you want to take a shot?
John, you want a different one? You want me to bow out on this?
Jack, you want to do it?
Scott Halpin filling in for Keith Moon. Keith Moon passed out.
There it is.
Okay,
Jack.
Jack's
on it. Okay.
Right, Jack's going to take it. Hang on, Jack. I got to get your phone number off the air.
Jack will give you a half hour to do this.
Hey, Jack, what's your phone number?
If you're just filling in, Ken is getting Jack's phone number off the air. He's writing down Jack's number now. He's
got
on
it.
The third or fourth digit.
Right.
He's completed.
Thanks, Jack.
He's completed the reception of the phone number, and now he's hanging up on Jack. Okay, so we have John on the phone.
John, you still with us, right, John?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go to a call. Hi, do you have an unsung hero?
I do.
Who would you nominate?
Grandpa Al Lewis.
Grandpa Al Lewis.
Oh, yeah. Grandpa Munster.
Grandpa Al Lewis. John, you can Google him.
He used to bring a lot of medical supplies down to Cuba.
Yeah, and he did a radio show on WBAI for a while. Real activist.
Yeah.
Real New York City character.
But most people, of course, know him as the beloved Uncle Fester in
No, he wasn't Uncle Fester.
Who was he?
Grandpa Munster, different show.
Oh, I see. Okay, you're
different
right.
Different show, Andy.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. Thank you, Ken. Thank you for straightening me out.
Grandpa Munster? What was the name again? What's his real name?
His real name is Al Lewis.
Okay.
But they called him, but John, they affectionately call him Grandpa Al Lewis. But John, we need your phone number. Unless, Ken, you already have
it. Yeah, I got to get it. Hang on a second. Thanks for the suggestion, caller.
Okay, we have four songs being written. They will be four heroes of ours that will be
John,
unsung no more. Hey, if you're just tuning in, Ken, for the fourth and final time today, is getting the phone number off the air of one of our singer-songwriters. They will be writing songs to order here on the spot.
Okay.
Apparently there's a little problem. Mm-hmm. All those digits. Ken is getting the digits.
Okay. Listen, if I can't get through to you, then you call back, okay?
Did he say okay, Ken?
Call back at 3 minutes to seven.
No, 5 minutes to seven.
Five minutes to seven. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, John Dog.
There you go. What was the problem with John Dog? He's hard to reach?
He lives in Ireland, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a different country. That's not part of the United States.
You might be right. No way to verify it now.
Well, no, there's lots of ways to verify it.
Not on the air. After the show, we can look it up. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
You really need to look it up. I want to be sure. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so here, if you're just tuning in, first off, we envy you that. Don't we, Kenny?
Yes, we sure do.
So far, it's all been prologue. We've just been setting the stage.
Right.
We've been setting the table. And in a few minutes, you're going to hear four original songs
about unsung heroes.
That's right. And as soon as our show is over, these four people will be unsung no longer. They will be sung heroes. There will be a song about Jose Andres. Some kind of do-gooder?
Oh, the guy who set up World Control Kitchen.
World Central Kitchen. Yeah. I think he did it just to flirt with Pam. Just. I think he's trying to get into
Pam. Pam does love a food kitchen.
Yeah, get into Pam's pants.
Don't say such a thing.
Well, I think that's part of his motivation. Wasn't maybe all he was thinking about, but I think you heard Pam's voice. She was all agog.
Jeez Louise.
Okay.
Creepy Uncle Andy.
Creepy Uncle Andy. There's a title for you. Okay. Pete is writing a song about Jimmy Nichols, the guy who...
Jimmy Nichols, the fill-in drummer for the Beatles in Australia?
Who did 10 days with the Beatles and then disappeared from the face of the earth. And then here's a story I did not know. I had not heard about Scott Halpin. Jack is writing a song about the guy in the audience. Yeah. He came to a Who concert. He wasn't expecting... All he was expecting was to enjoy the concert, right?
Right.
And Keith Moon collapsed?
Yeah, it was amazing. Keith Moon was flailing, and he sort of, like, passed out, but then, like, came back. They came back, and they sat him up, and he started drumming very energetically all over again. You're like, oh, he's okay. And then he was just gone.
Was this mid-Tommy or something?
Yeah.
Mid-song.
He was just out. He just turned into jelly.
And then, let me ask you this. Did the word go out? Did Pete Townsend from the stage or Daltrey from the stage ask, is there a drummer in the house?
I think basically they did, yeah. Although I don't think they necessarily did it over the mic. I think they walked to the front of the stage and just addressed the people in the first couple of rows.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
There is video.
I'm not sorry to interrupt. I actually delight in interrupting. But there's video of it?
Yeah. Yeah, you can see it on YouTube.
What city was it in?
I'm thinking Cleveland, but I'm not positive.
It sounds
about
like a Cleveland song. So anyway, there was a guy in the audience, Scott Halpern, who was a professional drummer, or
I don't know.
And he said, "I'm your guy," and he sat in for the. Did he sit in for just that one concert, or did he go on?
No, just for that one show.
And now,
can you imagine filling in for Keith Moon of all people.
Oh, my God, the crowd must have gone insane.
Yeah, they were too stoned to even notice what was
even
going on.
Even notice what happened. And they had all passed out, too. Keith Moon, in fact, was the last guy standing. okay, so Scott Halpern stepped onto the stage and finished Tommy.
Yeah, he drummed competently. You know, no Keith Moon, but, you know.
So people who were hearing Tommy for the first time, thank God, could know the fate of the Pinball Wizard. They weren't left hanging.
I'm embarrassed to say that I don't know the
fate. No, I don't know either. It's an insane story. Wizard. Hey, you know what we're going to do? Next week we're off, but you know what we're going to do the following week?
What?
We're going to sing collectively, you, me, and our listeners, Tommy. We're going to do it.
Okay.
Everyone's going to take a little verse.
In an hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Everybody start preparing their song for Tommy.
Yeah.
2 weeks from tonight, the a cappella.
I'll kick it off.
Dinner at Andy's.
It's a boy, Mrs. Walker. It's a boy. A son. A son. He never heard it. He never saw it. He won't see nothing to no one. Never in his life. See, they put a curse on him because he saw his mother having an affair.
I don't know Tommy at all.
Oh, man, you're in for a treat.
I really don't.
You're in for a treat. And then get this. Deaf, dumb, and blind, get this. You couldn't beat him at pinball.
I've heard that.
Elton John couldn't beat him at pinball.
I've heard that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pinball.
And then we have a fourth song as well. John Dogg, who is the guy who did the Dinner at Andy's theme song, is going to perform a song about Grandpa Munster, Grandpa Al Lewis.
So it's an international affair. John Dogg's calling from Ireland.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to call these guys and see how they're doing?
You want to call Phil and see how it's going?
Well, just call and just check in. We're not asking for the song yet. Just a little gentle, loving nudge. Just want to make sure he's focused on his job.
Yeah. This is Phil, who's writing about Jose Andres.
Just how's it going?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Phil, we're just checking in. There's no pressure.
No pressure.
Just wondering how it's going there.
Going well. It's coming together.
Okay, that's all we need to hear. We're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you in a few minutes.
All right, bye.
Bye, Phil. Good luck.
He's in trouble.
He sounded very confident.
Yeah, he begins with saying, oh boy. Isn't that the clue you need? That's how the conversation begins. Oh boy.
I didn't interpret that as a comment on his song that he's writing. I interpreted that as fear of you during this call.
Or not wanting to be interrupted.
Yeah.
It's been my experience, Ken, when the first words out of the person's mouth is not hello.
But oh boy.
But oh boy. The call is the call's a little more complex than you think. By the way, of all of our Tom Edison's inventions and contributions,
mm-hmm.
you know which one is probably the most useful?
The word hello?
The word hello.
Did he? That was him?
Yeah, that's him.
That's right. Alexander Graham Bell suggested ahoy hoy.
Yeah, ahoy hoy, that's right.
Ahoy hoy.
That's right. Like if I was Thomas Edison, if I coined the word hello and then it became that popular, I'd just retire. You don't need a light bulb
after
really
that. Is amazing that he coined the word.
Well, somebody had to,
hello.
And that was him, yeah.
Hello.
Like the light bulb is just it is icing on the cake. The phonograph, who cares? He said hello.
I mean, everybody should say the word hello. It's like making the word fetch happen, you know?
I don't know what that means. No one knows what that means.
From the movie Clueless. Did you ever see Clueless? Of course not.
That's some great reference. Thanks,
yeah, because it's about girls.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have ever watched that.
So the train goes off the tracks. The train goes down into the gully.
Yeah, we're in the gulch again.
Yeah, we're talking about Clueless.
Nice and dry down here in the gulch. Good thing there's a drought going on.
Hey, let's see how Pete's doing with his Jimmy Nichols song. Damn, we're funny. It's fun to be funny, isn't it?
Oh, it's fun to be funny, but
it's one of the best things.
You have to know how.
Yeah, you have to know how. You have to get beaten up a lot in second grade.
This is Pete, writing about Jimmy Nichols.
Oh, hey, Pete, we're just checking in. No pressure. Just looking for an update. How's it looking?
Well, I've got a couple of lines.
Okay, we don't want to hear it. Well, wait. No, we can't wait. You just keep doing. You're doing God's work.
Well, yeah.
Thanks
Andy,
very much.
Anything that rhymes with Nichols that you can suggest, Andy?
I think Pete's on top of it.
Fickle?
Yeah, Fickles, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Fickle. Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
No, it's not a good one. But
Pickles. Pickles.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yes.
We're going to hang up before you ruin his song.
Don Rickles.
Yeah.
Oh, Don. Gotcha.
Okay. See you, Pete. Good luck.
Yeah. That would be a twofer, wouldn't it? We're celebrating Jimmy Nichols and Don Rickles.
Well, Don Rickles has probably had songs sung about him.
He probably has. He's Mr. Nice Guy.
Oh, is that his nickname, Mr. Nice Guy?
I don't know.
I think it was, wasn't it?
I don't know, Ken. I don't know, buddy.
Did you like Don Rickles?
Loved him.
As a kid, yeah, me
loved
too.
Loved him. Can't you tell I loved him?
Yeah. Okay, this is Jack.
Hey, Jack, no pressure. No pressure. We're just saying hi. We're just checking in. How's it going?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, how's it going, buddy?
How's it going there,
We're just
Jack?
Checking in. No pressure.
I don't think Jack can hear us for some
reason. Well, that's not a very good...
Hey, Jack, can you hear us now? Oh, well, we'll call Jack back.
Did you dial all the numbers correctly?
I did.
In the correct order?
I did. Everybody else could hear us.
Having all the digits is important, but
that's weird.
But dialing them in the correct order is also important.
All right, should I try? I'm going to try to call John Dogg on my cell phone.
Okay.
Because I don't think it's going to work on the station system.
You have his you have his number in Ireland?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I wish I knew him a few years ago. We visited Ireland. I would have bought him a milkshake.
Yeah, McDonald's.
Irish boys love milkshakes.
I think most boys around the world love milkshakes. Nope.
Hey, you know, I was going to say maybe Ray Kroc, the creator of the McDonald's franchise.
You don't think he's had a song?
He's had a Dire Straits song.
What?
There's a Mark Knopfler song.
About Ray Kroc?
Yes.
What is it?
I don't know. I don't know. I heard it a few years ago. It's great.
Actually about Ray Kroc?
Yes. Mark Knopfler read a biography of Ray Kroc. And wrote a song.
So it sounds like it's pro-Ray Kroc.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah.
I mean, Mark Knopfler's the greatest. Wait, somebody out there might know the name of the song.
Pro-Kroc.
Isn't there a way to work your little magic with the internet?
Yes, I can do that. We can play it
if
right now.
If you're just tuning in. How did this... My God, this show zigs and zags.
Kroc song.
Just when you think we're zigging, you know what you and I do?
We zag.
No. Oh. We zig. We don't want to disappoint people. And when you think we're going to zag, you know what we do? We zag. Why not?
Is it called Boom Like That?
Yes. It's called Boom Like That. Yes. It's about, Ray Kroc, it's about the founding of McDonald's. Ray Kroc was brilliant.
Yeah, what was it that made McDonald's so successful?
Because you can go to any McDonald's in the world, in the country, and you know what you're going to get when you walk in.
It's
all the same. The McDonald's in San Diego is the same as the McDonald's in Salt Lake City.
That was his innovation.
Yeah, you know exactly what you're going to get. Milkshake mixers, see, that's Ray Kroc. That's how we began.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Andy. I know it's a little late for the contest, but he's fun to talk about. You know who Pat Price is?
I do not know the name Pat Price.
Pat Price was the psychic ex-detective from L.A. that solved the Patty Hearst kidnapping case. And he fingered the head of the SLA and found one of the other people just out of the police mug book on first glance. And then he also... told the cops where to find the kidnap car with the gun inside and Vallejo.
And I'm guessing this is based on his memoirs.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just read a big thing about the Symbionese Liberation Army.
And I'm guessing Pat Price wasn't mentioned prominently.
I don't remember that.
But it's funny, according to Pat Price's memoirs, he was instrumental.
He worked for Stanford Research Institute. He was a professional psychic. Yeah. That's all they did was
that's
all
right.
Day long. With
Here's my question. Here's my question for psychics. If I met Pat Price, this would be my question. Why aren't you rich?
Good question.
Every time I meet a psychic, that's my first question.
That's a good question. Yeah. My psychic powers do not extend to the financial markets.
Yeah. I know everything except how AT&T is going to do tomorrow. Thanks very much for calling.
Yep.
Pat Price. How about Pat Paulson?
Oh my God, that's a great name to bring up.
Yeah, Pat Paulson never had a song.
He was very funny.
Him.
You're dating yourself, buddy. That was really funny. You're a Smothers Brothers fan?
Yeah.
Me too.
I saw them perform at the height of their TV show. I remember.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, my parents took me to some farm.
Why are you lying about
that? I'm not lying.
You don't have to impress me. I love you. I love you, Ken.
We saw the Smothers Brothers.
You never saw the Smothers Brothers.
On some farm outside.
No, Ken.
Yeah,
it never happened. This is sad. This is just sad that you feel you have to impress us.
It's an invented memory.
It's not even that.
I worked hard.
It's not even that. It's a bald-faced lie.
I worked hard to convince myself of this.
This is Ken. Oh, I haven't said anything in 20 seconds.
So I can tell you.
I'm going to make up a let me see what kind of story
I can make. Oh, my God.
Up.
It's almost time for the first song.
Well, wait, don't scare Phil. He might not be finished.
We're going to give Phil 2 more minutes.
Oh, no, don't say that. He's sweating it out there.
Well,
Phil, I'm going to buy you another 2 minutes. Phil, you have 4 minutes. That's my gift to you. Happy birthday, buddy.
We could help him out with rhymes. He's writing about about Jose Andres.
Yeah.
The head of the World Central Kitchen. There's certain words that rhyme with kitchen, like bitchin'.
Yeah.
That's about it. Ditchin', you know, the romance I'm ditchin'.
Yeah, so I could date Pam. I would write it, if I was writing it, it's all about how my love for Pam. I don't care about the hungry. I don't care about the homeless. I just want
to impress Pam.
To impress my lady, okay. Pam.
All right, so Phil, you got a minute to work that in.
No, he doesn't have to work that in. It's his own.
No, a whole nother verse.
No, it's his own song. It's his own creation.
The World Central Kitchen is a food service that's bitchin'. But someday I'm gonna be ditchin' it all for Pam. Just an idea, Phil. You don't.
Yeah.
You don't have to. That doesn't have to be in the song. I think it's pretty good. All right, should we call?
I think it's pretty great. I think it's pretty great.
Yeah.
Look, I'm sure he has other. I'm sure he has. It's very complicated. I'm sure there's a lot of reasons why Jose Andres does what he does.
Yeah.
But impressing Pam is probably on the list.
Well, no, there's a lot of towns, a lot of Pams.
Yeah. Look, the one thing everybody here knows about Jose Andres, he gets more tail than Sinatra.
You ain't kidding me. Or yeah. Robbie Robertson combined.
Robbie Robertson. Is that a reputation Robbie Robertson has?
Oh, no, it's just in the last waltz, Ronnie Hawkins says, I can't pay you much.
But you'll get more
but
tail.
But you'll get more tail than you can shake a stick at, and he did. Ha, ha, ha.
That's your impression of Ronnie Hawkins.
Yeah. Okay, Phil, I don't want to put pressure on you, but...
When he said, and he did, was he referring to people shaking sticks at Robbie Robertson?
No, he was referring to Robbie Robertson getting a whole lot of tail.
If tail means what I think it does, he's a lucky, lucky man.
Yeah, when he was in the Hawks.
Oh, my God, he's probably 17 or 18 years old.
Yeah. Okay, we're calling up Phil.
Wait, is this it?
This
is his deadline?
Yeah, we're past his deadline.
Oh, buddy. Oh, Phil.
Why do you feel bad?
Because he didn't have enough time.
He had half an hour. He was the first guy we spoke to.
Okay. Quit screaming at me.
I'm ready for my close-up.
Oh, Phil, you are a hero. Do you have a working title for your composition?
Yes. It's called Get Your Pen Ready. Jose Andres.
Great title. Can't wait to hear this. And this is Phil. I believe he's singing a cappella for us.
Yes.
Yep. Actually, I'm going to be doing two tracks because I sang a background track. I'm going to sing to that.
Oh, okay. So you're sinking to it.
Yeah.
All okay, right. Here we go.
Start the tape, okay?
Yep. We're rolling.
Jose Andres. Jose is a Spanish dude.
Jose Andres.
He sure loves to share his food.
Jose Andres.
Spreading his tomato paste. He hates when pasta goes to waste. World Central Kitchen. But now the world can eat for free. Spanish food for you and me. Unsung hero, not no more. He's bigger now than ever before. World Central Kitchen. Jose Andres.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Phil, that was great.
You've done us proud, and you've done him proud. And Pam, I know, is very happy, too.
Woo. And feel free to add another verse. World Central Kitchen
good.
Is a food service that's bitchin'. But I'd throw it all in the ditchin' for my Pam.
Or something.
Just an idea.
Just an idea. Hey, thanks very much, brother.
Thank you, Phil.
Sure.
We've made Jose Andres an unsung hero no more.
That's right. You can never refer to him as an unsung hero.
All right, now we're going to call Pete and get the song about Jimmy Nichols, Beatles fill-in drummer.
Dial like the wind, buddy. Remember to put all the digits in the right order, Ken.
No, I learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
All right, talking to Pete about his Jimmy Nichols song.
Maybe he needs a little more time.
Nah.
Maybe he wants us to go straight to Jack.
Nah.
Well, we'll know if he picks up the phone. Hey, Pete.
Hey.
Hey, we hate to bother you, but it has been a half hour.
It has.
Yes.
Have you made any progress?
I have some progress.
And I'm sure.
Not the progress I'd like, but
no,
it's some progress.
No, I'm sure it's great. And then. What are you calling the song? the Ballad of Jimmy Nichols.
I'm going to call the song Meet the Beatles.
Oh, great title. Great title for the Jimmy Nichols song. Can't wait.
Cool. Yeah.
Can we hear
something? And are you going to be accompanying yourself on something?
Oh, yeah. You want to hear it now?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Please. Yeah, this is it. This is the call, buddy. This is your moment.
Okay. All right. I'm going to play guitar.
You need to get set up with your guitar?
No.
Okay.
I got it right here.
Excellent.
Okay. Shall I just go for it?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, we're looking forward.
Okay. Help!
I need someone to remind me who I am. Yeah, I'm the lad your dad saw drum with the greatest ever band. Yeah, it actually happened, though history tries to fight us. Yeah, it actually happened. Yeah, Ringo got tonsillitis. Now I'm calling from a motel stick, like the one we slept at on tour. Tell my wife and kids, don't matter what I did, there's only room for four. Signing off, drink in hand, and forever in a pickle. Sincerely, Jimmy Nichols.
Wow.
Wow. Fantastic.
Pete, what a great job.
It brought a little tear to my eye.
It actually is really sad.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad.
Yeah, you know, you did, but you did the story justice. It's just beautiful. Thank
well,
you.
Well, thanks.
Now, is there a website or something you want to plug real quick before we go? Or?
Sure. My name is Pete Gallup, and it's G-A-L-U-B, and you can just find me at on Bandcamp.
All right, Pete so Gallup on Bandcamp.
We should have asked Phil the same question.
Yeah, too late. Oh, well.
Do you know Phil's last name?
I don't.
Why don't we say his name? Last name is the same, Phil Gallup.
Okay, my brother, why not? Yeah.
Try to find him on Bandcamp.
Man, great job, Pete.
Thanks very much.
Thanks so much, guys.
If only we could find Jimmy Nichols and we could play him that song, but
I know that would be the full circle moment.
Or maybe that this will lure him out
of disappeared.
Hiding. Okay, well let's
thanks, Pete.
Let's call Jack. We have 7 minutes left. Jack is writing a song. Has been writing a song about another unsung hero, Scott, young fellow named Scott Halpin, who went to a Who concert.
Yeah.
And ended up on stage.
Hi, Jack.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. Can you hear us this time?
Hello?
Oh, no.
Jack, can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear
Jack,
you.
Jack, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes. Would you like to know the name of the song?
Yes, very much. Yes.
Mr. Halpern became an honorary Who.
That's a great title. We can't wait.
Right.
Will you be
guys ready?
Will you be accompanying yourself?
I'll be playing a Kauai at 110. I'll be putting myself through a microphone, and you're on a speakerphone. And I'd like to go if it's all right.
Yes, here we go. We're
Sounds
ready.
Sounds good. Go ahead, Scott.
Scott Howell, Brinson, Inford drummer, Keith. Mr. Moon was 2 sheets to the wind. Mr. Halpern became an honorary Who. Peter Rogers knew what to do. Scott Halpern saved the Who's day. Mr. Moon couldn't play. Scott Halpern became an honorary Who. Peter Rogers knew who to choose. Scott picked up his sticks. He sat down and showed his drumming tricks. Mr. Moon couldn't play. Dean Roger knew what to do.
Wow, fantastic.
Great. Let me see here. Okay. Oh. Great job, Jack.
Fantastic, Jack. You made it a very moving ballad.
Thank you.
And you got
Can I get to plug something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am Jack Dallas for the NYC Music Marathon. I'm doing 3 weeks at Cedar Row on September 20th. Musical comedies by Jack Dallas, NYC Music Marathon, 212, 242. No, 212, 714, 242, X45.
Perfect.
X45. Sounds great, Jack.
And Jack, will we be able to hear you doing, will you be doing Scott Halpin, your ballad of Scott Halpin?
No, because he'd have to be the next musical. I'm doing musicals from last, I'm finishing up my repertoire here.
I see. He'll be in the next one.
Body of work. I did there 3 weeks there in January, but no one came because it was COVID and they don't know me.
Yeah.
However, but, I do appreciate you guys giving me.
Well, maybe this will move the needle for you. Good luck to you, man.
Thanks,
Eddie.
Jack.
Thanks, guys.
All right, now we got to check up on John. Oh, John Dog's in Ireland, and I couldn't call him. Well, John, if you're out there, give a call, John.
Yeah, we want to hear your Grandpa Al Lewis song.
Yeah.
It's time. John, your time is up, I'm afraid. Pencils down, as they used to say at the SATs.
Yeah, and we got 5 minutes before Weekly World Blues with Matt Five-Esh. Maybe this is John. Hi, you're on the air. Is this John?
Yes, it's me.
All right, John.
Hey, John. Thanks so much for calling back. What are you calling your composition, sir?
Well, I thought I'd call it Al Lewis.
It's a great name, and we're looking forward to it. Let's hear it.
Sure, hang on. How's my audio?
You sounded good.
Sounds good. Are you going to be accompanying yourself on anything?
Yeah, I've got a guitar here.
Okay, great. Take it away, John.
Put the phone down and see what it's like.
He's putting the phone down.
Oh, yeah.
John.
Hey, John.
John, you have to lean much closer to the phone.
John, you're too far away from the phone.
He's not hearing us. John! No, John!
He put the phone down, Andy.
He put the phone down in the bathroom.
Well, I think maybe John will have to record his song and send it in. And we'll play it next week.
He put the phone down in the other room.
It would appear to be the case.
Maybe in Ireland, putting the phone down means putting it under a pillow.
Well, you know, maybe when he ends and he comes back and says, how was that? Maybe we'll have time to hear it again.
I wonder how long it is.
Hey, John!
John! John!
John! Hey, John!
We couldn't hear anything.
We couldn't hear a thing.
Really?
Yeah. John, you have to sing right into it. Sing the first verse again, right into the phone.
Okay. Well, all right. So,
no, actually, you have time to do the whole song again.
Okay. Here we go.
But you have to be really close to the phone, though.
Okay. I wonder if I put it on speakerphone, would that be better or worse?
Sorry?
Would it be better or worse on speakerphone, do you think?
Well, it's good right now.
It couldn't be worse than what you just did.
Whatever you're doing
in terms
right now.
Of the fidelity.
But you have to start it right now.
Yeah, start it right now. Let's try it on speakerphone.
Okay, listen, I better just go a cappella then. So,
okay, go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
His people came from Belarus, Al Lewis. He changed his name from Meister to Al Lewis. From a humble stock he came so far, major television star. The world knows who the monsters are, Al Lewis. But acting wasn't all he did, Al Lewis. For governor he made his bid, Al Lewis. He had a restaurant in his name, he starred in an Atari game. So fondly we recall the name Al Lewis. Okay.
Oh,
wow.
Man. John, that was great.
It was very moving. And I learned a lot about Al Lewis.
Yeah, I didn't know he was Belarusian or had a restaurant.
Or had an Atari game.
An Atari game, I know.
That's fantastic. Well,
hey, John, can you record it and send it to me?
Sure, yeah, no problem.
And John, do you have anything that you would like to plug before the end of the show here?
Well, I guess you can check out, I've got a single on Bandcamp and Spotify and YouTube and whatever called London Falling. It's a miserable song about Brexit. But it's got a really good video on YouTube, and I would recommend people check that out.
That's
actually worth a look.
And the name, of course, is John Dog. Spell the last name.
Is it Dog?
Sorry, Dog Like Dog.
Dog.
D-O-G. Dog Like, it's D-O-G, like the animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can. I've got a website, johndog.org. You can check that out there, too. Everything's on there.
Wow. You know he's good. He has a website.
Yeah. Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
You're more than welcome. Thanks, guys.
And thanks also to Jack and Pete Gallup and Phil, as well as everybody who suggested.
Unsung Heroes. And thanks, of course, to Jeremiah and, of course, to our producer. That is underused, but appreciated nonetheless, Heather. And we're off next week.
Yeah.
But the following week, we're going to do Tommy.
Right. Get your Tommy segment together. We're going to do the telephonic a cappella Tommy 2 weeks from tonight. You know, the Who.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Welcome to the camp. I guess you all know why you're here.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash. 9-9-3-6-8. If you've got troubles, these days you probably do.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
disco, baby.